There were a lot of questions today, people trying to figure out. And I just wonder if you were...
Now that is easy because it's so simple.
Chairman Charlie Munger has died at the age of 99. The company announcing the news in a press release saying he died this morning at a hospital in California. CEO Warren Buffett saying in the release, quote, Berkshire Hathaway could not have been built to its present status without Charlie's inspiration, wisdom, and participation.
Every time I'm with Charlie, I'll get at least some new slant on an idea that causes me to rethink certain things. And we've had so much fun in the partnership over the years. It's been almost hilarious.
We all knew Charlie for his wit, his Mungerism, so to speak. But I think the interplay between Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger is really fascinating, the friendship, but also sort of the give and take and how Charlie was the true foil to Warren Buffett in terms of bouncing investment ideas. I remember Warren Buffett called Charlie the abominable no-man.
Charlie Munger, the right-hand man to Warren Buffett and one of the biggest inspirations in the financial and investing world, has passed away. In his 99 years of life, Munger helped blaze a path for investors and philanthropists alike. In this video, we will share four lessons from Charlie Munger to help you not only become a better investor, but a better person as well. Lesson number one, lead a happy life.
If you have unreasonable demands on life, you're like a bird that's trying to destroy himself by bashing his wings on the edge of the cage, and you really can't get out of the cage. It's stupid. You want to have reasonable expectations and take life's results, good and bad, as they happen, with a certain amount of stoicism.
You can have all the riches in the world, but if you lead a life where you are absolutely miserable, you aren't going to enjoy the success you garnered. Charlie was a very big believer in the idea of keeping expectations simple and surrounding yourself with good people. If you notice you are reaching success in your life but feel drained or unhappy, it may be time to look deeper into what the reason is. Are you surrounding yourself with unhappy people? Are your expectations of yourself so high they are impossible to reach? By being able to be kind with yourself and allowing the right people into your life, it will allow you to transform into a happier and better person. Lesson number two, treat success and failure the same.
Treat those two imposters, success and failure, just the same. I mean, why not take these opportunities, these hardships and so forth, to make a man of yourself? And so, I know how you should cope with whatever the difficulties are of the present day. Just keep your head down and do your best and do that. Some of the people who had the best careers in my age cohort and the age cohort just before mine were the ones who had the worst clobbering in the 30s, because they were there when the great boom came. If you just kept plugging, why, the favorable tide came in due course.
Charlie is part of the reason Berkshire Hathaway has become the industry-known giant that it is today. He explained many times that he looks at success similar to failure. And by doing this, he was able to keep on the path that led him and the entire company to success. Remember, take the teachings that the hardships and the successes are teaching you and apply them to your future endeavors. By doing this, you guarantee either a success won or a lesson learned. Lesson number three, have good judgment.
If you have good judgment, your life will work a lot better than if you have bad judgment. And you get good judgment gradually over time, partly by making bad judgments and having them work out poorly. So my counsel has always been to start trying to be better and keep trying to improve all your life, and you got about half a chance. If you don't do that, you got like no chance. I used to say I can only teach what the other person almost knows. And I can just throw him over the brink when he's hanging on the edge. But if the guy is not within miles of even starting, I never make any public. I never succeed.
When starting to make big decisions, it can be daunting and seemingly impossible. Without making mistakes and learning from them, you can never learn to have good judgment. Charlie explained how important it is to make bad decisions first because it helps grow your understanding of what a good decision is. Without the bad dates, the low test scores, or the bad investment choices, you would never learn the difference between a good call and a bad one. Trust yourself enough to make the mistakes and learn from them, so in the future, you can apply what you've learned to become better. Lesson 4, Soldier On.
I basically believe in the soldier on system. Lots of hardship will come, and lots of fewer opportunities will come. You've got to learn how to recognize them when they come and not make too minor a trip to the counter when the opportunity is available. And those are simple lessons.
Life is never going to be easy. And one thing Charlie knew well was the importance of being able to take the good with the bad and to keep going even when it felt like the world was against you. He constantly advocated for people to keep their heads up in hard times and to remember that tough times don't last forever, but tough people do. If you are to make it in the real world, financial or otherwise, staying the course when the going gets tough is a trait that will help you become successful.
It's so simple.
What
you don't have a lot of envy, you don't have a lot of resentment, you don't overspend your income, you stay cheerful in spite of your troubles, you deal with reliable people, and you do what you're supposed to do. And all these simple rules work so well to make your life better, and they're so trite. I could tell that some of my older people were a little bonkers. I've always been able to recognize that other people were a little bonkers. And it helped me because there's so much irrationality in the world, and I've been thinking about it for a long time. Its causes and its preventions and so forth. And sure, it's helped me. And staying cheerful because it's the wise thing to do. Is that so hard?
Charlie Munger has left a hole in the financial world that will never be filled. The investor was known for his kind heart, humor, and his intelligence, and not only being an incredible entrepreneur, but an incredible human being as well. As the financial world mourns the leaving of a legend, let it be known that his impact on the world will be felt throughout time. What lesson was your favorite from Charlie? Let us know in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe to keep up with our latest videos.